And Lana's back with more encouragement for moms everywhere this morning. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning. So glad to be with you. The start of a brand new week. Now, I'm sure, Dean, that I've mentioned before many times that I have six kids. We have six kids. I have mentioned many, many times to my kids on many occasions to remember to practice. Practice, practice, and practice hard, whether it was an instrument or a sport, or maybe memorizing lines for a play, I would tell them again and again, guys, you get really good at what you practice, to the point that they would say, yes, Mom, I know. But it was because I knew that if I wanted them to do well and in fact do their best and give God their best, that it wouldn't come without effort and hard work and, of course, practice. But practicing a sport or lines only shaped them on the outside. And God desired for them to be transformed on the inside as well. In Philippians 4:8, it's one of my favorite verses. It says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, God knew it would not come naturally for us to think on these things or to be Christ-like, so he told us to put them into practice. That means that before we act or before we speak, we need to think first and sometimes change our minds, change our actions, even change our speech. So let me ask you this morning. What do you practice? Do you practice love? Do you practice joy? Do you practice peace? Do you practice being patient when someone is 10 minutes late? Now, Dean, I remember many times you telling me if you added up the amount of minutes that you had to wait in the van sometimes for our kids, maybe even me.
I'd have a lot of minutes.
That would add up to a lot of time for sure. When you wake up, do you practice being thankful or do you practice grumbling about work or how cold it is outside? Do you practice being positive? Because I promise you, whatever you practice, you will get very, very good at. If we practice being negative, if we practice complaining and whining, when we're faced with difficult situations and circumstances, our automatic response will be the one we've practiced the most. If we want the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts to be pleasing, another one of my favorite verses, like it says in Psalm 19:14, then we need to practice being kind and we need to speak only the things that will build up and not tear down. We need to say, I forgive you more often than justifying the reason to hold a grudge or maybe hang on to an offense a little longer. My kids saw me smiling one day in the middle of the day while I was cleaning the floor. I was actually down on my knees and they were like, Mom, why are you smiling? And I said, oh, lots of reasons. And I began to tell them all the reasons I could think of at the moment that I had to smile. I honestly don't enjoy scrubbing a floor, but in that moment, I was practicing being thankful and positive, and it spilled out onto my kids until we were all smiling. So parents, I want to speak to you today. Whether you are aware or not, your children are always, always watching and listening, and they are practicing what you are practicing. The choices we make have such an impact, have such a ripple effect. You can start today to begin teaching them how to practice being positive. As you wake up, embrace them and tell them you love them before you ask why the milk is spilled or ask what that strange smell is. You see, not only do we have the choice to set the tone of our home from the second we wake up, but it is a privilege. You are not only practicing showing love and kindness, but you're creating a wonderful, loving atmosphere in your home. What a beautiful way to start your day. So ask yourself, what am I practicing? Because whatever you practice, you will get very, very good at.
Encouragement for moms everywhere this morning across Northern Ontario with Lana. Thanks, honey.
Thanks for having me.